Welcome to another episode of Parashah Points, short thoughts from the weekly Torah portion. This week's Parashah Point comes from Tetzaveh, which is Hebrew for You Command, and it goes from Exodus 27:20 to Exodus 30:10. This Torah portion contains God's instructions for bringing olive oil for the temple menorah, making holy garments for the priests, the priestly ordination ceremony, and the altar of incense. There's a lot we can talk about in this Torah portion. Today, we're going to talk about the beauty of the tabernacle. Exodus 28:2. And you shall make holy garments for Aaron your brother, for glory and for beauty. The tabernacle, and later the temple, was designed to be otherworldly, connecting our earthly realm to the heavenly realm. Everything from the precious metals used to build the altar, to the fine fabrics used for the priestly garments, to even the pure oil used for the menorah, the splendor of it all was intended to give us a glimpse of a transcendent, sublime beauty beyond our natural world. The precise measurements of the tabernacle, the detailed instructions for all the furnishings, orderly ceremonies, everything pointing toward a sense of perfection. In the midst of our chaotic existence filled with sin and death and heartache, there is a hint of a better world. True beauty in this world, such as that pictured in the tabernacle, draws out a yearning in our hearts for something deeper, something pure, a type of connection we can't fully experience in our present reality. Ultimately, the tabernacle was a microcosm of the world to come, wherein God's divine presence will fill the whole earth, when we experience the love and joy and wholeness we were created for. While there is no tabernacle or functioning priesthood in Jerusalem today, we can still catch glimpses of the world to come. These glimpses happen when we encounter true beauty and allow ourselves to take it in. A sunset on the beach, beautiful works of art, a brilliant musical composition, a meaningful conversation or moment with a loved one. We were created for more than the earthly drudgery of life. We were created for more than the shallow comforts given to us by our phones, jobs, and mindless entertainment. Beauty reminds us of that. Open yourself up to experiencing moments of true beauty. Allow your heart to be drawn toward the pure goodness and truth that exists beyond this world. One day, we will be able to experience the fullness of God's beauty. Until then, turn off your phone and go watch a sunset, take a walk in the forest, or make your children laugh. Thank you for joining us for another Parashah Point. We hope you've been blessed by this teaching, and remember, continue to test everything. Shalom.
It is because of you, our generous supporters, who make it possible to offer these high-quality teachings completely free of charge. If you feel led to support 119 Ministries so that we can continue this effort, please visit testeverything.net and click on the Support 119 tab. Learn how you can partner with us to take the whole Word of God to the nations.